control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. The day after Thanksgiving, we're here live. We'll be here live tomorrow night. And, of course, we'll always, you can always call in and bring up whatever you want. Last night, we focused a little bit on the TSA and National Opt-Out Day, and then talked about the real meaning of Thanksgiving. But we didn't get a chance to really dig into that particular issue. Normally, on Thanksgiving Day, on this program, we read the so-called real story of Thanksgiving, and it's usually at Mises.org or LouRockwell.com, one of the liberty-oriented websites. They usually publish it on a yearly basis.
Yeah, this story, we've been doing it for years. I think recently Rush Limbaugh John Stossel, is that his name? John Stossel have done things on it. But, we've been doing it here for a long time.
And so we read a version of it last night, and just to summarize, for those of you, if you weren't tuned in, perhaps you're a radio listener and you couldn't get the live show last night, unfortunately, the message is that originally the Jamestown colonists, they died,
and
a lot of them.
Bay colonists.
Yeah, a lot of the people that moved here died because of famine and very difficult conditions. But the famine wasn't a result of a tough growing season necessarily. It was a result of their economic model of organization.
Organization. Oh, yeah.
Was because apparently they owned everything in collective, that essentially whatever it was that the people in the colony produced had to be turned into some sort of central supply house, and then they would decide who would get what. And, of course, everybody got an equivalent amount of whatever the harvest was, and resulted in a lot of problems. It resulted in the typical problems that communism creates, and that is that people don't want to work if they're not rewarded for their work, and if they're not rewarded commensurate with the amount of work that they've put in. If the people that are claiming they are having a tough time, if they're sick or they've got a bad leg or their ankle hurts or whatever reason they can't work, and you know that they're BSing. Like, it's one thing if somebody actually is hurt. It's another thing if somebody is just making some crap up so they don't have to work, but they still get to eat. And it turned out that there was a lot of that. There was a lot of theft that was going on, a lot of shirking of duties. People just, not going to work. Why go to work when you can eat regardless of whether or not you show up? Well, presuming there's enough food to feed you, which turned out there wasn't.
Or why work as hard, right?
Yes.
How many people are going to do their full effort? Go ahead.
When you do go to work, you have to do all the work for the people that are shirking off, which just says, do you want to shirk or do you want to work?
Yeah, exactly. And then, so at some point they figured out that this was a bad system, and a bunch of people died first, and then they figured out this was a bad system, and that, all right, well, let's give each of these people their own plot of land, let them determine what to grow, how much of it to grow, when to harvest, all of that. Let them control their own plot of land, and then all of a sudden, the new incentive they were given, because they then owned the output of their efforts, that allowed them to make their own choices. And that gave them the incentive to do better, to put more time in, to invest more effort into what it was they were doing, to work smarter, not harder, and all of those things. To essentially result, what it resulted in was a bumper crop. They had more than they needed. So the difference was, under the communal ownership's situation, there was a famine. And then under the individual ownership of property situation, it was plenty.
And I remember, at least in one of the times that we've read the articles, I think more than once, that the Thanksgiving feast was called not so much a celebration of a good harvest, but in fact the last meal of dying men. Mm. Do you remember that quote, that line?
Vaguely.
Yeah, they think that was what one of the Thanksgivings was, that's what the claim was behind Thanksgiving on the article that we read.
But the claim is from the New York Times that story is bunk.
Yes.
And that's what we didn't get to dig into last night, Mark, was what the folks over at the New York Times had to say about it.
Yep. The title of it from New York Times Week in Review, The Pilgrims Were Socialists. This is by Kate Zernecki. I don't know. Ah, Thanksgiving. A celebration regardless of creed. A time for all Americans to come together after a divisive election year. But why take a holiday from argument? In these factious times, even the meaning of Thanksgiving is subject to political debate. Forget what you learned about the first Thanksgiving being a celebration of a bountiful harvest or an expression of gratitude to the Indians who helped the pilgrims through those harsh first months in an unfamiliar land. By the way, in the Jamestown colony, sometimes things were going so poorly for their, this whole arrangement they had that, in fact, some of the settlers sold themselves to the Indians as slaves in order to get fed.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's how bad things were. So anyway, that's there's the Indian thing.
I suppose that's better than getting eaten by the other settlers, which apparently also
that is happening too. Yes. In the Tea Party view of the holiday, the first settlers were actually early socialists. They realized the error of their collectivist ways and embraced capitalism, including a bumper year upon which they decided that it was the only right to celebrate the glory of the free market and private property. Now, they get really, in this article, she's going to get really specific on, what is socialism and what isn't. So I guess be advised, I guess is what I'm saying. Historians quibble with this interpretation, but the story related by libertarians and conservatives for years has taken on a new life over the last year among the Tea Party audiences who revere early American history and hunger for any argument against what they believe is the big government takeover of the United States. It has made Thanksgiving another proxy in the debate over health care and entitlement spending and placed it alongside the New Deal and the Constitution on the platter of historical items picked apart by competitive narratives. There are other debates about Thanksgiving, whether the first was in Jamestown, Virginia, or Plymouth, Mass., whether it was intended as a religious holiday or not. But broadly, the version passed on to generations of American schoolchildren holds that the settlers who arrived in the New World on the Mayflower in 1620 were celebrating the next year's good harvest, I guess, 1621, good harvest, sharing in the bounty with Squanto and other Indian friends who had taught them how to hunt and farm on the new terrain. All very kumbaya, say Tea Party historians, but missing the economics lesson within. In one common telling, the pilgrims who came to Plymouth established a communal system where they all had to pool whatever they hunted or grew in their lands because they would not reap the fruits of their labors. No one had any incentive because they could not reap the fruits of the labors. Nobody had any incentive to work, and the system failed. Confusion, thievery, and famine ensued. Finally, the governor of the colony, William Bradford, abolished the system and gave each household a parcel of land with private property to call their own. The pilgrims were suddenly very industrious and found themselves with more corn than they knew what to do with. So they invited the Indians over to celebrate. In some other versions, the first Thanksgiving was not a feast, but a brief respite from famine. The moral was always the same. Socialism doesn't work. The same commune to capitalism, famine to feast story is told of Jamestown, the first English settlement, in 1607, which is 13 years earlier. Dick Armey, the former House Majority Leader and the Texas Congressman who has become
I wouldn't call it socialism to capitalism as much as it would be communal ownership to individual ownership.
Yeah, this is one of the things that the parties love to do. Anybody who loves to do with these terms is they'll twist them quickly during the argument to derail the point. That's not socialism.
And it's not capitalism either.
Ding! Your whole argument's over. If you use the term socialism, they say, "Oh, that's not socialism."
Socialism just hasn't been done right yet.
Well, you can say that socialism is state ownership of the means of production. You could say that, right?
That's my understanding of it.
Well, that's what you choose to understand it as. The Fabian socialists considered all government to be socialist because isn't government owner? I mean, doesn't the government own the means of production now? Under any situation, if the government took $1 in taxes from every property for every acre of land a property owner owned, wouldn't they then own the means of production because they were able to extract that $1?
Well, I made that point before. Remember the whole what percentage of a slave are you?
Yes.
When at any time they can just start taxing you more. Then, you're 100% a slave. It's not,
Well, the Fabian socialists actually beat you to it the early 1900s. But they, this is the point. You understand it. And, Ian, do you understand what we're saying?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, so, the splitting hairs, as far as I'm concerned, all government is socialism.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But isn't it also
government.
Fascism?
Monopolism. What's that?
What about fascism, though?
I understand that there's differences inside the socialist paradigm.
You're saying fascism is a parent
party? The National Socialist Party!
Yeah. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure, and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. Thanksgiving weekend here. We're here to take your phone calls, as always, about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about Thanksgiving, the holiday, and what it supposedly the real story was. The New York Times, however, has a different opinion, and we'll share more of that with you here in moments.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Also, speaking of freetalklive.com, there's a lot of stuff there, and we give it all to you for free. So enjoy the archives of the show there, the wiki, the Shrine of Female Listeners, all of it there. We give it to you on the house. And freetalklive.com is where you can go to do that. We'll come back to the New York Times here in just a moment. Let's first talk to Kenneth in Colorado. Kenneth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kenneth. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, I want to continue with this what we're thankful for thing, because I just wanted to say I'm thankful for the Declaration of Independence, not necessarily any of the rest of us, but I'm glad it hasn't been disappeared in any way so far. I think they've made so much propaganda of it in government schools that it's kind of hard to make it go away now. And it's kind of a sore thumb in the eye of government now, I think. You know, it's kind of like poking the eye of government every time you bring it up. And I think that's kind of entertaining, actually.
It gives it validity because of its prominence in the establishment of the nation.
Right. And I'm also very thankful for people willing to do activism and civil disobedience, because if it were just you and I, that's not going to get it done. And I thank every single one of the people that are willing to put their necks on the line for doing something even just a little bit unconventional.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Certainly, even if we're just talking about, you know, not putting their whole neck on the line, but just taking a small risk. If a bunch of people take a little bit of risk, then it distributes the risk, and it can make a big difference. I hope that we'll see more people decide to non-cooperate with the government in the future, and hopefully we'll see those people move together to New Hampshire, where their non-cooperation and civil disobedience can become even more powerful as a result of being in combination with one another.
Right. Well, I wanted to give you my personal experience with what's being coined the opt-out reach.
Yeah.
And I had a kind of possibly a little bit of a unique experience because of how it unfolded for me. I spent the day before printing out a whole bunch of brochures and folding them and getting ready to have them, you know, available to me the next day. And then I went there with a backpack full of brochures. And the night before, I went looking for a meetup group so that I'd, you know, try to get a hold of somebody that was going to be there. And
now, where are you? You're in Colorado, so which airport?
Yeah, I should have said that. This is in Denver at DIA. And so I checked with them, and unfortunately it was a little too late, but I did. There was somebody that had checked in the morning, so they knew of me. And so I arrived there. It turns out it was the Campaign for Liberty people, mostly, that were there. And unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, they had pulled a permit for putting out brochures, and they got a total of 4 permits. Jeez. With names on them so that they couldn't even be exchanged when people, you know, as they do, they come and go.
So sure. If you weren't the permitted name, then it was illegal for you to be there? Is that the idea?
Right. And out of respect for them, because I didn't want them to be in a bind, I decided to give them the literature that I'd printed.
Oh,
and I took a sign that one of them had printed, which was in the Fed. Or not in the Fed, in the TSA. And I would have used a sign that said, "Oh, please opt out," or something like that. But anyway, I pinned that, and I then had the liberty, because I wasn't part of it. I told them, "Hey, you know what? I'm not going to hand out literature. I don't want you to get any guff for it. But as far as we're all concerned, I'm not associated with you. So I'm going to be walking around in the areas where you're not quarantined to be." Or that came out wrong, but I think you know
sure.
what I mean.
To which you're not quarantined.
I'm not quarantined because I'm not handing out literature. I'm practicing pure First Amendment. So the only thing is that they had the the security guy, they had him there, and I told him, hey, look, you know, I'm not going to impede any traffic, but my mouth won't be closed.
I have to say, though, like, how is handing out literature not pure First Amendment?
It's absolutely First Amendment.
Well,
but I know what you mean. I mean,
View it as a sort of a disturbance that, you know, this stuff gets thrown around, and when you're handing stuff out to people, they pause. And, of course, they quarantined the people. They put them in an area that was very safely far away from the security.
Yeah, sure they did.
That's what happens when you ask permission to do something. They always
you see, what happened is I didn't ask permission.
Good
so I circled the entire building and made sure to come within feet of the security area all the way around. And, of course, the because of the way it worked out, I happened to be the person that the media saw, mm-hmm. it was obvious to the media, and I happened to be the people that the person that the TSA saw, so I probably had a very different experience from most people. First of all, I'd say that the airport was very empty.
Really?
This is DIA, and
That's all we've been hearing about.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything but that.
I used to be a weekly traveler. I know busy, and I know busy at DIA. Mm. It wasn't busy.
Mm.
Okay? Now, I don't know whether it has to do with opt-out, whether it has to do with traveler's fear that they were never going to get on their plane or whatever.
It's all speculation.
Yeah, so I have no idea, but all I'm going to say is...
Well, it doesn't make sense that the travelers would be afraid, because most people can't cancel a ticket without having serious penalties. And so the protests or the outreach events were not scheduled until literally just before Thanksgiving. And so, therefore, those people would not have had enough time to really make the... I can't imagine this. Hardly any air travelers saying to themselves, well, let's just cancel the trip and drive and, you know, throw away $700 or however much money they spent on airline tickets.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know what the answer is,
right.
But anybody who creates the impression that it was business as usual and everything was running briskly is on par with a lie.
Well, it was brisk, but it wasn't business as usual, right?
Well, it wasn't brisk. There was nobody there.
Right. That's why it was brisk, because you could walk right through.
There would have to be movement for it to be brisk.
I see what you're saying. So, you want to share about your experience?
Yeah, I do have notes. I wanted to make sure I didn't leave anything out, and I'm about a third of the way down, and I'll try to get through them, you know, promptly. They had two scanners in each of three security areas, and I'd say they were used like 10 to 20% of the time. And there were media that were filming the whole operation, and I believe it was all public. I don't think there was anything held private there. And so from that standpoint, I'd say they did a pretty good job in Denver of being open and straightforward with what they were doing. However, I think they were getting really good use out of the scanners in Denver. There were lots of media. The media seemed supportive of me and my message, and my message wasn't the same message that these other guys were putting out either. My message was, first, I'd like you to opt out, and second of all, I'd like you to make sure that if they grope you, they're going to grope you publicly, not in a back room, which wasn't an issue at DIA because that's what they were doing.
We've got a detailed report here. Ken, if you can hang on, we can get to some of your other observations as to what happened during National Opt-Out Day. Actually, haven't gotten too many reports. We've heard about what happened in Philly. We've heard about what happened at LAX. LAX, Philly, both dead. Manchester, dead. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dialing in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the TSA. We'll get back to Thanksgiving here, the so-called real story behind the Thanksgiving and what the New York Times is trying to, they're trying to debunk it, and we will return to that here. But we're actually collecting some experiences from our listeners as far as what it was like in the airports around the country on National Opt-Out Day, the day before Thanksgiving. And we'll continue with that here in a moment, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us either a validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, we went over to a friend's house yesterday for Thanksgiving, and Jack wanted to take some of his books and toys to be able to play with, and one of the books that he chose to take was An Island Called Liberty. It is a book that I read to him all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page could make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here. We're back with Kenneth in Colorado, who actually made notes regarding his experience at Denver International Airport. Unfortunately, it turned out some of the other activists that were there, the Campaign for Liberty people, they must be new to the activism thing, because they went and they pulled a permit before showing up. Actually, they pulled four permits, which, of course, is the worst thing you can possibly do, because it completely subjects you to whatever arbitrary rules they want to come up with to put upon you. So you're essentially asking them for permission to, as you pointed out, Ken, to do First Amendment stuff, for freedom of speech, to hand out information to people, to hold signs. And they were relegated to some low traffic area of the airport and basically restricted heavily as to what they could do. And you decided, well, I don't want to be with these guys. I'm just going to, you know, I didn't pull a permit. I'm not associated with them. I'm here on my own. And you walked around and went to different places and held a sign, and you were recounting your experience. So do continue.
Right. So there were about a dozen of them throughout the day, coming and going. And they were pretty much relegated to their special area, and I made it a point of pretty much being visible, because I think that's what the permitting process was designed to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went around, and naturally I got some pretty interesting responses. I'd say that there were a lot of media there. There were a tremendous amount of media coming and going throughout the day, and most of them were interested in interviewing me. And I felt a little embarrassed because the sign that I had, you know, jury-rigged to my chest, you know, I hadn't even planned to do it that way and everything. So it was really pretty clumsy. But one of the really interesting things was that the Denver Post and NPR in specific, and there were a couple others, they didn't want to interview me unless I gave them my real name and they were to publish it. And I told them, you know, my philosophy is that the bureaucrats are lazy, and if I don't give you, or if you don't publish my name, they won't do the work necessary to figure out who I am. But if I give you my name, and they got my picture, and they got my story, and they want to harass me, they're just going to put me on some list and all that stuff. So I'd rather just make them do the extra work.
Well, I mean, if it's any consolation, I've never been put on a list that I know of. I mean,
sure.
As far as like a no-fly list, and I'm certainly fairly visible.
Well, like I said, I'm sure I'll make the lists. I just want them to have to work for it.
You can always make up a name. I mean, I've never
right.
had
oh,
a...
Oh, no, that's what I told them. I told them you can call me Kenneth. That's not my name. But
yeah, but you can make up a last name, too, if you want to. I mean, if
sure.
they want to get a first and last name, you just give them something.
Right.
They just want to have something to put on the photo caption or on the bottom third if
sure.
they're doing a television report. And they don't check. They've never asked anybody to show an ID. They just want us to have something.
Well, I figure if I'm telling the news people, I have a responsibility to tell them if it's my real name or not. And so
yeah,
that's
not really.
But anyway.
Go ahead.
So there were lots of media, and they actually seemed supportive. With that caveat. And the screening, like I said, was all public, and the media were filming it. I mean, there were people that had the cameras trained on the process for hours and hours. So I think there was some real openness here that I didn't hear about in the other airports, and they were definitely using those scanners.
Well, the only objection they had in Manchester, Sam was filming from above as well, and you could see the television screens or the computer monitors that had the X-ray, I guess, displays on them, and they didn't like that very much. They didn't want him filming the X-ray displays, but otherwise they didn't have any problems with him filming any of the rest of the security.
That was another interesting aspect, is that the X-ray display didn't seem to be public. Couldn't find it. Now,
yeah,
they had
different.
The regular stuff, you know, the baggage displays you could see.
Oh, no, that's what I'm sorry.
Yes.
That's what I meant, the X-rays of the baggage, yeah. That.
Oh, yeah, no, this, but you couldn't see the backscatter.
Correct, you cannot see
screens.
That.
Interestingly enough, one videographer asked me for permission to follow me around, and he followed me around for about 15 minutes, and so I'm guessing he's actually going to have something kind of interesting in his work.
Well, normally they publish that night, so if it's probably up on those websites.
Right,
if you haven't
yeah.
looked for them yet, whatever the news agencies are there in Denver, you could probably go to their sites and look for their reports from a couple days ago. You might find yourself there. But anything else you want to point out, Ken?
Yeah, the TSA people were actually mixed. The first reaction I got, or the first engagement I got from any TSA people, was a pair of them that happened to be walking by me, and one of them, in a raised voice, said a word that begins with a male member and ends in head.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop...
Professional.
The cops were pretty much unfriendly. However, some of the TSA people were friendly. And I made a point of telling them, and this is one of the things about my message I wanted to point out. My message was, hey, you know, this didn't just happen suddenly. Somebody forgot about the Fourth Amendment about, deliberately or otherwise, about 6 or 8 years ago. And what I would like to see is for the whole job, that's the reason why the sign that I actually managed to put on my body made some sense, because I would rather see the job taken away from the feds and given back to the airlines or whoever they contracted to.
Absolutely right. Hey, Ken, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you the thoughts and the observations from the other day. And I'm glad you went out there. Glad to anybody who went out and attended these airport events, especially if you didn't beg for a permit like some of these other groups did.
I don't know how you can call it a real protest if you're begging for a permit.
No, well, it's a joke.
If you're asking for permission to protest, then what are you really...
It's not even. I didn't consider it a protest. It was an outreach event for me, and I'm not going to ask for permission.
I agree. I think we should have probably, I think we probably should have mentioned that beforehand. So you, me, anybody else who was on the show. Hey, when you go out and do these outreaches or protests or dancing bonanzas or whatever you want to call
them.
Pretty
sure we did talk about that in advance.
Don't get the permit.
I'm pretty sure we addressed that in advance.
I feel like we did, but
the people that are putting these together aren't necessarily listening to Free Talk Live, Mark.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, the Campaign for Liberty guys...
Not necessarily listening to
Them. Yeah, the Liberty Movement's fairly large, Mark, and not everybody listens to Free Talk
Just
Live. I would think that the people who are listening to Free Talk Live would have heard that message before, and I believe we did address it before this particular event anyway. But the We Won't Fly guys were actually advocating people getting permits. So they were the ones that were really kind of the go-to folks that people were looking that people were looking toward, because they were worried. I had a discussion with George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com about this, brief discussion. He was worried that essentially that the new people would be afraid to come if they thought there was not a permit. Right, because people have been trained to believe that they need to ask permission in order to to exercise their supposed rights. Which, of course, if you do that, you're actually not exercising a right. You're engaging in a privilege that has been granted to you by your master. So I hope that maybe they'll change their mind on that in the future, because we had a great time in Manchester and we had no problems with no permits. And they didn't want us inside handing things out. They tried handing us their rules and it didn't work.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there completely free. So hit over there again, freetalklive.com. Hey, you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, it's Black Friday as we speak. Shoppers got up bright and early this morning to pack the malls and pack the department stores, the Best Buys of the world, and, literally stampede over one another. There's some video footage that was posted of people
just give some good stuff.
It's horrible. People,
this is professional wrestling to you, man.
And we're getting. I've got some information about where the term came from because I was curious about that.
Yeah, I think I know what it is. We might be able to get into that in a little bit. But people just squeezing through a door and crushing one another just so they can get the DVD or the Blu-ray player at $69.99 instead of $79.99. And that's what they do in the mornings. And hopefully you avoided it because it can be a bit of a nightmare. And it's in many places very cold while you're waiting to get into those stores. Why not just sit in your home or in your office and visit Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get some great online deals. Get the products delivered to your door. You don't have to deal with the parking lots and the hassles and the angry people and the conflict. You don't have to deal with that. You just stay home and you get the shopping done. You get the stuff you want and the stuff you need, too. And as a bonus, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's the same great Amazon prices. You're just entering through Amazon.freetalklive.com, and then they cut us off a portion of the sale. Plus, also Newegg had some Black Friday deals today. I think some of them are still in stock, but they've been ravaged. A lot of their deals are already sold out, obviously, by this point of the day. But Newegg is a great vendor for online purchases like computer parts.
They're still going to have deals throughout the Christmas season.
Oh, of course they are. They've got computer parts, a huge selection of computer parts, as well as consumer electronics like Blu-ray players and that sort of thing, televisions, flat screens. You can get that stuff. And if you go through newegg.freetalklive.com, then the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of that purchase as well. So two different ways to shop. Get the stuff you're looking for your loved ones this holiday season, and help Free Talk Live and the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, who owns Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, and to bring you some really great rates on some special hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. See the ones that I've picked out for you with the intent of getting gold and silver in your hands. Take a look. There's some really great deals there. I know that the Lakota Nation silver rounds, my understanding, you just can't get that round any cheaper than we've got it at gold.freetalklive.com. Also, they have a layaway plan for those of you who want to get a certain amount but just have trouble putting that kind of money aside. They have a layaway plan. You can just call the telephone number that's there at gold.freetalklive.com. Tell them you want to do the layaway plan. Be sure to mention Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here with your thoughts, and you can bring up anything you want. James is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, actually, this is Bing.
Bing.
From Louisville, Kentucky, yeah.
All right, Bing, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you guys what I was thankful for.
Sure.
First off, my dad was diagnosed with cancer this year, and it seems like he's beating it.
Your dad?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So
very cool.
I think that that's a very good thing. I'm glad he's going to be around for a while, because I've still got a lot to learn from him, definitely.
Excellent.
And also, my girlfriend was in a pretty bad car wreck today, but it turns out she's A-okay, so that's good, too.
Absolutely. It's good to be appreciative.
Yeah, things like that will let you know what you're appreciative about.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Bing?
I'm also pretty appreciative of you guys, Free Talk Live, and the Free State Project, and plan on being there in a year or two.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you here, and thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks, James. Or Bing, rather.
Once you get James written down and you've seen it written down and said it, it's tough to change that.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We started the hour by talking about the real story of Thanksgiving, or what is purported to be the real story of Thanksgiving, the lesson that essentially that socialism or collectivism does not work. Collective ownership of property failed for the pilgrims and the early settlers in this country, and then they switched to an individual ownership of property, or at least the family would own a piece of property in a given family. And then they got to create whatever they wanted with that. They got to grow what they wanted and sell it and give it away or save it or whatever. And that resulted in a huge crop. It resulted in a surplus of food. And so that was what they were giving thanks for. But the New York Times says that's not true. And, Mark, can we pick up where we left off?
Yeah, sure. It's
she had just finished summarizing the story, as I recall, in the New York Times piece.
Well, there'll be a certain amount of that. She says that that there's been several versions of this story told, and the one for Jamestown, the first English settlement in 1607. Dick Armey, the former House Majority Leader and Texas Congressman, had become the Tea Party's promoter. One of Tea Party's promoters related it as a cautionary tale in a speech to the National Press Club earlier this year. Rush Limbaugh repeats the Thanksgiving story of Plymouth every year, reading it from his chapter in one of his books entitled Dead White Guys or What Your History Books Never Told You. Some details change. One year he had the pilgrims growing organic vegetables. I imagine the pilgrims grew nothing but organic vegetables. Yeah. I mean, how does that story changing?
Don't ask me, Mark.
Right.
I didn't hear it.
I'm just telling you that that this lady is that's writing this is suggesting all throughout this, like she's throwing anything at the wall, okay? Like once we get through this article, you will see how the New York Times, the premier newspaper of the world, or at least one of the top five, has nothing really to argue against on this story.
All right. Let's hear it.
That's what I'm trying to get across here. The version is also, she makes a derisive comment here about pilgrims growing organic vegetables, and we know flat well all pilgrims grew organic vegetables, so therefore Rush Limbaugh isn't telling different versions of the story. He's just embellishing in different ways to make an old story new again. The version is also taught in a one-day course called Making of America, which became popular with the Tea Party groups across the country after Glenn Beck recommended the work of its author, W. Cleon Skousen, who died in 2006. Tea Party blogs have reposted the great Thanksgiving hoax from a website celebrating the work of the libertarian economist Ludwig von Mises, a favorite of Ron Paul devotees. The post concludes, thus, the real reason for Thanksgiving, deleted from the official story, is socialism does not work. The one and only source of abundance is free markets, and we thank God we live in a country where we can have them.
True statement.
Well,
it's not a free market.
No.
But free markets, the true part is that free markets are what create abundance.
The sort of source of abundance. Leave aside the question of whether this country is on the march to socialism. Conservatives say yes and blame the Democrats. What does the record say?
Of course, the conservatives are as guilty as the Democrats.
I would expound on that and say that it's actually freedom and peaceful interaction. Well, that's what free markets are. You know, it's the lack of violence. It's the lack of this destructive force that allows prosperity.
Keep that in mind, because it's going to be an important point that you want to make again when this goes on.
All right.
Historians say the settlers in Plymouth and their supporters in England did indeed agree to hold their property in common. That part's true.
So she's acknowledging that truth. Okay.
Well, it's a historical fact. There's nothing she can do.
Right. But the story was pulled.
She'll try to dig up underneath that moat real quick.
The story was pulled from, as I understand it, Governor William Bradford of that particular colony, the Jamestown colony, in his writings.
William Bradford, the governor, referred to it in his writings as the common course. But the plan was in the interest of realizing a profit sooner and was only intended for the short term. Historians say the Pilgrims were more like shareholders in an early corporation than subjects of socialism. So historians say, she doesn't have a quote here, nothing's said other than that.
Mm-hmm.
How long was it intended to work? We don't know. How effective would it be? I think that there are times when holding things in common can be effective. I think you get more people and holding more things in common, you're going to find things to be less effective.
It might have sounded like a good idea, and maybe they were. Maybe that's exactly a true statement, that these people were essentially shareholders.
They were small stakeholders in a corporation.
Right.
But that doesn't mean, and I'm going to, Dale, this is the point that, now, if you move a company to a barren piece of land, and that company is held in common by all, to some extent, greater or lesser, depending on how many shares people have, who's the government?
Everybody there, I guess.
Yeah,
they've all entered into it presumably voluntarily to come to that particular place and to organize themselves in
so
that
it's
way.
A voluntarily entered into communist society.
A commune.
Yeah,
and so essentially, this is her basically acknowledging that they.
No, she's not. She's acknowledging that it's run in perhaps in a socialistic fashion, but it's not socialism because they're shareholders in an early corporation rather than a subject of socialism.
Because she views socialism as a governmental thing, which I don't blame her for. Number two is next. We'll continue with this discussion in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.